إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah allows to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. Amma ba'd, فَإِنَّ خَيْرِ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil affairs are those matters which have been introduced and innovated into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. O people, have taqwa of your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. وخلق منها زوجها. And from this single being he created his wife. وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. And then from them both he sent forth many men and many women. فاتقوا الله. So fear Allah. الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. Fear Allah, the one by whom you demand your mutual rights. And fear Allah regarding your families, your relatives, and your ties of kinship. إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Because Allah is always watching over you. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. Only a few days have passed since the ending of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed us by allowing us to live the days of Ramadan. This blessed month in which the doors of Jahannam are closed and the doors of Jannah are opened. This blessed month in which Allah frees people from the fire every single night. This blessed month in which Allah forgives the sins and magnifies the righteous actions. Days of barakah, days of mercy, and days of goodness. And then after this, Allah Jalla Sha'nuhu, He blessed us even further by allowing us to live the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The last 10 nights of Ramadan, which are the most beloved nights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps Allah will bless us even further and honor us even further by allowing us to have caught Laylatul Qadr, the night of the decree, regarding which Allah said, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That single night which is better with Allah than 1,000 months. And there is no Muslim who has even the smallest amount of Iman in his heart, except that he should be saddened by the going away of Ramadan and missing the sweetness of its days and nights, and also sorrowful and regretful over his lack of righteous actions. Ibadallahi ikhwat al-Iman. As Ramadan has passed by, there are certain lessons that we should remember after it has passed by. The first of these lessons is to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show thanks and gratitude to our Lord who honored us with the month of Ramadan, an opportunity for our sins to be forgiven and for our Islam and Iman to be strengthened. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show Him gratitude and gratefulness that He allowed us to live these blessed days. And many of us, during Ramadan, we raised our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any need we had, any request we had, we made it to Allah. However, what many people forget is to also show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Ramadan, our hands should not only be raised to Allah to ask Him for something, but also our hands should be raised to Him to thank Him and to show Him gratitude. Because this month and living this month is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first we thank Him. First we show Him gratitude. And then we are not shy to ask Him what we need. And not only is Ramadan a blessing, rather greater than Ramadan is the blessing of Islam, being Muslims, the blessing of At-Tawheed, and the blessing of following the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of these blessings we should show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, during the day of Ramadan, the only thing which they had with them was complaints. Complaints regarding how difficult the fasting is, how long the days are, how much the sun is shining, and how tired they are. And this shouldn't be how a believer thinks. Some people, even worse, they consider the religion to be something of a burden upon them, as if Islam is holding you back. But rather our thought should be that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we see around us many people upon kufr. We see around us many people upon misguidance, and others upon innovation, and others who are not fasting, and perhaps their sins are not forgiven, and their righteous deeds are not accepted. So when Allah honors you with Islam, honors you with Tawheed, honors you with the Sunnah, honors you by allowing you to live the days of Ramadan, the first obligation is to show shukr. Oh Allah, I thank you for Ramadan. Oh Allah, I thank you for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Oh Allah, I thank you for guiding me to Islam and to guiding me to At-Tawheed and these matters. The second lesson, ayyuhal ikhwa, is contemplate and consider how quickly Ramadan passed by. Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, what is it? It is only days and hours. And this is how Allah described Ramadan. He said, ayyaman ma'dudat, a number of days, only a set number of days. So yes, these days are blessed. However, they are only days and hours. And subhanAllah, these days of Ramadan, how quick do they pass by? One day we were welcoming Ramadan, and the next day, the last 10 days of Ramadan have entered. And the next day, Eid has come and gone. And now a week has already passed. And this is how quick Ramadan, it comes and goes. And like this is the days of your life. Time passes by quickly. And life does not wait for anybody. And death does not seek permission. So in the passing by of Ramadan so quickly is a lesson for how also your life and your days will pass by quickly. And it is as Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said. He said, irtahalat ad-dunya mudbira, that the dunya, it has started its journey and it is going away from you. وَارْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةِ مُقْبِلَةِ, and the Akhirah has started its journey and it is coming towards you. The dunya, your days and your years, these hours and these months, they have started on it, on their journey. However, their journey is going away from you. The Akhirah, the final abode, has also started on its journey. However, it is approaching you and coming close to you. He said, وَلِكُلِّ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ, and both of them have children. There are children of the dunya and there are children of the akhirah. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. So be from the children of the akhirah and do not be from the children of the dunya. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمِ amalun bila hisab. Because today there is an opportunity to do actions, to do righteous actions or to do evil actions. Allah has given every person the ability and the choice. If you want to do good actions, do your good actions. If you want to do evil, do your evil. Bila hisab. And there's no accountability today. There's no reward. There's no punishment today. There's no questioning today. He said, وَالْغَدْ حِسَابٌ بِلَا عَمَلٍ. However, tomorrow, in the Akhirah, there is only accountability. There is only reward and punishment. And then there is no opportunity to do any righteous deeds. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. So be from the children of the Akhirah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. And don't be from the children of the dunya. The believer in this world, what are we except travelers? We're only traveling through the dunya. We're on a journey. So the dunya is our journey, and the hereafter is the destination. And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described us. He said, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharib aw abiru sabil." Be in this dunya as if you are a stranger. Or be in this dunya as if you're a traveler. You're only passing by. And when somebody is on a journey, that person takes with him provisions. These provisions, they benefit him in the journey. And these provisions are of benefit to him when he reaches his destination. So as believers, on this journey through the dunya towards the akhirah, we have to also take our provisions. And what provisions should we take? Righteous actions. The provisions which will benefit is at-taqwa. So the cars which you drive, and the houses that you live in, and the clothes which you are wearing, and the food which you eat, none of this is of benefit in the akhirah. The only provisions which benefits a person in the akhirah is righteous actions. So we have to have a balance. Drive a nice car if you want. Live in a big house if you want. Wear fine clothes and wear nice perfume if you want. But do righteous actions. Seek forgiveness for your sins. Because it is these righteous actions which will benefit in the hereafter. And this is what Allah has advised us in the Quran. Allah advised us to take our provisions on this journey. He said, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Whatever you do from goodness, Allah knows of it. وَتَزَوَّدُوا. And take your provisions. On this journey, take your provisions. And then he said, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And the best provisions which you can take is التَّقْوَى. Because it is التَّقْوَى and righteous actions and istighfar and التَّوْبَى and giving in charity and salah and siyam. This is what benefits a person in the hereafter. The third lesson, أيها الإخوة, is that the obligation upon us is that we should worship Allah in Ramadan and that we also worship Allah after Ramadan. Our worship of Allah shouldn't be that we know Him in Ramadan and then as soon as Ramadan finishes, then we don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a relationship with Allah in Ramadan and as soon as Ramadan finishes, our relationship with Allah also finishes. One of the Salaf, he was asked regarding a group of people. يَجْتَهِدُونَ وَيَتَعَبَّدُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. A group of people who strive hard in Ramadan. They worship Allah in Ramadan. They place great efforts to please Allah in Ramadan. What do you say about these group of people or this group of people? He said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمِ. How wretched a group of people. How miserable a group of people. People who worship Allah in Ramadan. They strive hard in Ramadan. They work hard in Ramadan. He said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمِ. How wretched a group of people. Why? لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. They don't know Allah except in Ramadan. As if the obligation to worship Allah stops with the month of Ramadan. The Lord of Ramadan, He's the same Lord of every other month. And your Islam in Ramadan, it is the same Islam of every other month. And you as a Muslim in Ramadan, you remain a Muslim in every other month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered His Prophet to continue worshipping His Lord until death comes to him. Not only in the days of Ramadan. He said, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until the certainty comes to you. I.e. the certainty of death. That's the only certainty which we have. So we continue worshipping Allah until this certainty comes to us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he passed away, the people, the companions, they were in a state of shock. They were in a state of denial. So much so that Umar radiallahu anhu said, whoever says that the Prophet has died, I will take off his head. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu walked in. He told Umar radiallahu anhu to sit down. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He said, I bear witness. There's no deity worthy of worship except Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Then he stood on the pulpit and he turned to the people. He said, Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat. Whoever used to worship Muhammad, then Muhammad has died. Wa man kana ya'budu Allah. And whoever worships Allah, fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut. Then Allah is the eternal, the ever living, and he does not die. So if this was with regards to the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we say the same with regards to the passing of Ramadan. That whoever used to worship Allah only in Ramadan, Ramadan has finished. But whoever used to worship Allah, then Allah is eternal. And Allah does not finish. Hayyun la yamut, he lives forever. And therefore your obligation remains in worshipping him before Ramadan, inside Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. And Ummul Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, she was asked, هل كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخص شيئا من أيامه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, did he ever specify certain days to worship Allah? Meaning on certain days he would worship Allah and other days he would not worship Allah. And she replied, لا بل كان عمله ديمة. She said, no. Rather the action, the worship of the Prophet was dima, i.e. daima, always. Every day he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. The fourth lesson that we learn from Ramadan, ayyuhal ikhwa, is that during Ramadan, many amongst you, alhamdulillah, strived and tried hard in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, after Ramadan, you have to have inside you that maybe this worship which you did of Allah, maybe it has not been accepted by Him. Nobody amongst us can guarantee that our siyam, our qiyam, our sadaqah, our dua has been accepted by Allah. How do you know? Whether some riya entered into your worship, some showing off, and therefore your actions became corrupt. Perhaps some shirk entered into your actions, and your actions were invalidated. You don't know. So we should be scared and fearful that maybe our ibadah has not been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how a believer should be. The mu'min is the one who worships Allah, tries hard to worship Allah, but at the same time is scared and fearful that maybe his worship is not being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the believer is not the arrogant one, the one full of pride and haughtiness, that I am, and I did. And I fasted so much and I gave so much in charity. No, whatever you give and whatever you did, you have to be scared that maybe it has not been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was how the Salaf used to view Ramadan. It is mentioned that after Ramadan would finish, 6 months the Salaf would spend making dua to Allah that may Allah accept their Ramadan. For 6 months after Ramadan, oh Allah, accept our Ramadan for us. Fearful that the Ramadan was not accepted. And then the remainder of the year, making dua to Allah, oh Allah, allow us to reach the next Ramadan. 6 months of, oh Allah, we ask you for qubool. We ask you for acceptance. And then the remainder of the year, oh Allah, we ask you to allow us to live until the next month of Ramadan. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she read the ayah in which Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً. Those people who fulfill that which is requested from them and their hearts are trembling and fearful. She said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, أَهُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْرَبُونَ الْخَمَرُ وَيَسْرُقُونَ. These people whose hearts are trembling, are they those people who are drinking alcohol and this is why they're scared? Or they're stealing and this is why they're scared? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, La ya bint Siddiq. No, O daughter of a Siddiq. It isn't those people whose hearts are fearful and trembling. Walakinnahum alladhina yasumuna. They are those people who fast. Wa yusalluna. And they pray the salawat. Wa yatasaddaquna. And they give in charity. Wahum yakhafuna alla yuqbala minhum. However, they are scared and fearful that maybe these actions are not being accepted from them. So this is how a believer should be. But at the same time, even though we're scared of the punishment of Allah, and we're scared our actions are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, we have hope in Allah. We have hope in His mercy. We have hope in His kindness. We have husn al-dhan. We have a good thought about Allah. We have optimism in His generosity. And why should we not? When our Lord is Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving. And He is Ar-Rahim, the one who bestows mercy. And He is Al-Jawad, the most generous. And He is Al-Kareem, the kind. And He is Al-Mannan, the one who gives and gives and gives. And He is Al-Wahhab, the one who bestows. And He is Ar-Ra'uf, the one who is compassionate, loves and cares. So we remain in this balance between fearing His punishment and maybe our actions are not accepted by Him, but at the same time having hope in His mercy and knowing that Allah accepts the actions of the people of Tawheed. And Allah forgives those people who raise His hands to Him in forgiveness. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان جل ذكره وعلى اسمه هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. How do you know that your Ramadan has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the sign or the indicator for us to know that Allah has accepted our Ramadan? And the indicator and the sign has been mentioned by some of the ulama. They said that if your state after Ramadan continues like it was inside of Ramadan, then this is an indicator that your ibadah has been accepted by Allah. And if after Ramadan we go back to the same sinning and the same disobedience and the same mischief, then perhaps this is an indicator that our Ramadan has not been accepted. And this is with every single action. If a person does a righteous action, one of the indicators of its acceptance is Allah guides him to doing more and more righteous actions. And if he returns to doing evil actions immediately after this righteous action, this is an indicator that his action has not been accepted by Allah. And this principle has been mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى. That those people who went towards guidance, Allah increased them in their guidance. So these people, they did the righteous deed of trying to follow guidance. Allah accepted their righteous deed and allowed them to do more and more goodness and guide them to further righteousness. And this is the same in Ramadan and the same in Salah. And this is why we always mention that from the correct adab of the prayer is after the Salah, you remain in your place and you make the dhikr, which is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After you have made a dhikr, then you pray your raka'at. As for a person, immediately after the prayer, he walks out. And then when he walks out, he spends talking outside for 40 minutes or 50 minutes. Then perhaps this is an indicator that that salah was not accepted. If your salah was sincere, then after the salah, Allah guides you to fulfill the sunnah. As I mentioned, of making dhikr and praying the nawafil and praying the sunan. Of course, if somebody has to go to work, this is something else. But this practice that we are seeing from some and many of the young, it is incorrect. So after the salah, we should remain sitting. And we should make the adhkar. We should follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. being a Sunni and being a Salafi is not just a label which you give yourself. It's not some group which you follow. Rather, it is implementing the Sunnah and implementing the ibadah which the Salaf were upon. And also when it comes to Ramadan, those actions which purified our souls, those actions which softened our hearts in Ramadan, the fasting and the qiyam, the sadaqah, the generosity, the dhikr, the dua, the Quran, these actions are not restricted to Ramadan. Just like there is fasting in Ramadan, there is nafal fasting outside of Ramadan. And just as there is qiyam and taraweeh in Ramadan, there is also nawafil outside of Ramadan. And just as there is zakat and zakat al-fitr inside of Ramadan, there is sadaqah outside of Ramadan. So if you want your actions to be accepted by Allah, then continue upon righteousness and carry on worshipping Allah. As I mentioned, Ramadan may have passed away, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not. He's hayyun la yamut. He's the living and He does not die. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا اللهم تقبل منا ركوعنا وسجودنا اللهم تقبل منا دعاءنا وصدقاتنا اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة